Sitting together and singing Zmiras, Shiras. It's an avoida. It's avoida Hashem. It's not just a good time. Something about Shira, which is a universal language. The shpach in our house is that if a person tells you that he doesn't like to sing, he's either lying or he doesn't know himself. We'll see in a moment why that is. But what you see across the world is one thing for sure. Every culture has its music, style, the way that it goes. But music is music. Music has a way of touching every human being, not just human beings, but every creation sings a song. Perek Shira, every Bria sings a song. So if every Bria sings a song, that means that there's something very melodious about creation. And I'm not into quantum physics, but there's a lot of premise in that, if you know a little bit about it, which some of you may know. Let's try to understand a little bit why it is. That when it comes to the Kriya of the Aseres HaDibros, so although there's a trap, and the trap is what makes the Torah melodious, the Torah of course is called the Shira, Kisvu Lachem as a Shira Zeis. But all of a sudden, we shift into what's called the Tam Elyon. There's a way that it's brought down the trap in the Torah. Then the way that the Balkari reads it is called the Tam Elyon. It's the only time in the entire Kriya Satira, such a Musik like that, called Tam Elyon. What's the end of the Tam Elyon when it comes to Kriya Satira? It's a fair question. Second question is perhaps a more famous question. We say in the Haggadah, Ilu Kirvana Lifnei HaSinai, if we come to Har Sinai and not receive the Torah, it would have been enough for us. What value would have been to come to Har Sinai and to walk away without a Torah? Defeats the purpose. Thirdly, there's a Gemara at the end of Maseches Megillah. Gemara says, "Kol akarei b'loi ne'ima v'shoinu b'loi zimra." Anybody who learns Torah without a song, without a sweet song, Allah Kasavaime, the Pasuk says about him, Vigamani, Hashem says, and so do I. Nasati lahem chukim laitovim. I gave them chukim, mitzvahs, which are not good. Now, this Gemara cannot be taken literal. Although we find in the earlier Sfarim that the Mishnayos had a niggun, just like the Torah has a niggun, and the Torah was memorized through a nigun. Torah has an unbelievable way of connecting the Koyach HaZikaron. Stories have told about people who go into comas and they lose their memories, but the songs which they learned, somehow they're able to retain that. It comes from a different place. So what does it mean, anybody who learns Torah without singing? Doesn't have a niggun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give them such a shver Torah I gave them. What does it mean that Hashem takes a chrayis for that? Like it's my fault, so to speak? Let's understand for a moment what it means, Shira. What is Ma'ir a person to sing a song? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that singing comes from the shift of being Ba'afela and going La'ira. Which is, of course, a mashal for, I'd say, a person is in a base hasurim. He's in a dungeon. He's in a jail. And he comes out. He sees the light. So that brings a person to an expression of song. Ulakach, that's why every single morning we give shira to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the birds give shira, the whole Bria sings shira to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Ramban writes that the reason why birds sing, they are singers of creation, the birds, and they're called tziparim. Why are they called tziparim? Ramban says because the word for light or daybreak in Targum is the word tzafra. Tzafra v'ramsha, like we say in Zmiras. Tzafra is a lashon of tzipor. So when the sun is on the horizon and the first rays of light are on the world, so the tziporim, they sing shira. And we also have to sing shira. We do that, we come to shul, and we say Pesach HaDezimra, we daven Kodesh Baruch Hu. We also have to participate in that shira of what goes me'afela la'ira. And there's also mishiba l'ga'ula. And for that reason, when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, when it was the Yetziya Gemura, they sang Shira by the Yamsuf. And Moshe says, this is the last time you're going to see the Mitzrayim. It was a final geula for them. And they sing Shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why did they sing Shira? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one who was responsible for taking them out from Shiva to Gula. Mechoshech Lior. Like Chazal say, and the Pasuk says so, that there was Choshech on the Mitzrayim and there was the Or for Klai Yisrael. Vayavlo bin Or bin Choshech. So when you go from Choshech to Or, you go from Mishibu L'Gaula, there's an expression of Shira, which is awakened within a person. This is the secret of Shira. And that's Pshan Pasuk, the Gemara Darshan's, Moitzi Asirim B'Koisharois, the Gemara says. That Hashem takes out Asirim, those who are imprisoned, B'Koisharois, with like a Hechsher. So the Gemara says, what does that word mean? B'Koisharois is really like a notchikon. It's a construct of two words. B'Koisharois means B'Chi V'Shirois. With crying and with singing. Some people when they go, May I feel a little ira, they cry. But some people when they go, May I feel a little ira, they sing. Moitzi Asirim, and that was Klai Yisrael. They went from being in a state of Beis HaAsurim to being B'nai Chayrim, so they sing Shira. And in the Medrash we find that there's a kitchuk that Hashem has in B'nai Yisrael. Why did you wait 7 days to sing Shira? You should have sang Shira right away on the first night. Where was your Shira? And the answers are given for that. But the Emes seems like it's a kitchuk. So what do we do about that? On the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we sing Shira. Do we not say Halo Lehaseder? And the Navi says, Hashir Yihi Lachem Kelel Eskadish Chag, that the Shira which we will sing at the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be like the Shira we sing on the night of the Seder. But we sing Halo. At the Chasidim, Api Kabbalah, Nusach Svar, what's the Nusach in this? Nusach Svar? It's the Nusach Svar, we sing right after Mar Velel Seder. Ashkenazim don't do that. That Api Pneumis, Chayv Gemurah. It's an even higher hallow, that hallow which we sing on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, after Maariv is a bigger hallow than we sing by the Seder. Ashkenazim only knew what they were missing. Such a hallow.
I like.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I like.
So listen to this unbelievable Rekeach. Rekeach was one of the early Rishonim. And many of the Rishonim were not Mekubalim per se. They didn't have an exposure to Pnimis HaTorah. Some did, like Rabbeinu Bachai and the Ritva and others. Many didn't, but the Rekeach, one of the early Rishonim, he wrote a Perush al HaTorah, which is Mali Kabbalah. He says the following thing. His Lashon is, Aseres HaDibros and Ne'emru Mipi HaGvura, when Hashem gave over the Aseres HaDibros by Matan Torah, B'nigin U'B'ni'imas Koil. Hashem Yisbarach, He sang the Aseres HaDibros. Like a Sheikh Tzibur. He sang the Aseres HaDibros. It wasn't just Dibur and Balma. It was what he calls B'nigin U'B'ni'imas Koil. V'gam Yaakov Avinu Yoda HaNigin. Yaakov Avinu knew this Nigin. And when the Nevi'im would give over their Nevu'as, they would sing their Nevu'as. It changes our whole imagery of what the Nevu'ah was. And Yaakov Avinu and his Limud HaTorah. They would sing over their Torah and the Nevi'im and the Nevu'as with the Nigin of Hashem. It's called Shir Hashem. Aseres HaDibros were given B'Shir. This is a fascinating idea. What does it mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sings Shira? It's a very interesting thing. If you take a look throughout all Divrei Chazal, not that I'm a bucky, not even close, but the Svarim bring down a Likut on many topics today. So take a look at all the things that Hashem does in Chazal. Right? Hashem speaks, He does mitzvahs, He does rachamim, He does chesed. Do we find anywhere in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sings? It's a good question. So who introduced me to this question? Avram Fried. Was at my father's house one day. And Avram Tufit says, do we find anywhere in Chazal that Hashem sings? I want to write a nigun about that. I said, I don't know. He says, well, I know. I asked Chaim Kanevsky. And he said, we don't find anywhere that Hashem sings. What's this idiom? We don't find anywhere that Hashem sings in Chazal. But we find in the Rekeach, at least, that the Rekeach says, mind-blowing, that Hashem Yisbarach sang Shir when He gave us the Torah. Now, how do we apply this musik of Shir as Hashem to the principle of Shira, which we established before? If Shira means going me'afela la'ira, mishibi l'giula, like we say on the night of the Seder, and then we say v'normal lefan of Shir Chadash Haladuka. How do we apply that to Kodesh Baruch
Hu? Im Yonechim Tzar.
Could say that. Could say that. Go a different mahalach. Could say that. Before we get there, we find already a remez at the beginning of Torah Smaisha to this inyan. Because the Torah tells us, that the world is filled with chayshach, and then the Kadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Or. So l'chara, that's Shira, no? Because if there was chayshach and now there's Or, that's the recipe for Shira. Where do we find a hint of Shira Hashem there? Because the Zohar says that the word Bereishis, we spoke about this just a few moments ago, has many tzirufim. And one of the tzirufim Tikkuni Zohar says about the word Bereishis, you can rearrange the letters to spell Shir Ta'iv. Ta'iv is from Lashem Te'avon. Hashem desired Shira. One of the purposes of creation was because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to hear singing. He wanted to hear singing and he wanted to sing. That's called Bereishis. Well, if that's the case, so we can understand. Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch created the world because he wanted Shira. So the next psukim say, there was Chayshach and there was Or. Vayom Elokim Yehor. That's the formula for Shira. In fact, with Derech Gematria, if you take Yehi Or Vayar Elokim, which is the next words, I mean, that's the place of where the Shira is, yeah? Vayom Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or Vayar Elokim. So Vayehi Or Vayar Elokim is Gematria Shira Hashem. Shira Havaya. That's the place where you find a remnant to Shira Hashem. So maybe there was a Shira at that point. Nobody was around to hear it. But immediately, the Zohar says, Vayim Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. Why Vayehi Or? Chazal say, Gemara Megillah, we're going to be learning it soon. Vayehi is always a Lashon Tsar. So what's the Tsar? So the Zohar says, the Tsar is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Or, this magnificent Or, the Or HaGonos. He saw that there would be Rishayim who shouldn't be Zayichet to that Or. He buried the Or. That's Tsar for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wants that the Or should be Nizgala. So there was a moment of Shira perhaps, and then once again, Kadosh Baruch Hu was silent. But what's the Chiddush of Matan Torah? The whole secret of the world, as Zohar Kadosh says, is Hashem created the world to be known to His creations. But Hashem wants to reveal Himself, kivyochol, upon His creations. The Lashon HaZohar is begin to ishtamoydan lei. He wants to be known. He wants to be understood. That people, Klai Yisrael, Be'etzem, should be Masik Achdus Hashem. And when that happens, ties into what we have said before, there's this fusion between Elokus and mankind. It's an unbelievable destiny we have. We should be this Achid with Or Hashem, with Elokus. That's what Hashem Yisbarach wants. So by Matan Torah, that there was this Shira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachal went from like Choshech to Or, from Sheba to Geula, there was a Cheiris Kivyachal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that happen? So it's based upon a very important Yesod in the Zohar Kaddish and the Sfarim Kaddishim speak about, which is this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that He gave us Bechira, and He made us like Balabatim. We have the ability to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. And the more the emuna which we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that we are Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. How much is the Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed in a person's life? Well, that all depends on how much emunah we have. If we have emunah that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who gives us our parnasa, then when we go to work, Iman Achi B'Tzara, He comes with us too. If we believe that the Kodesh Baruch Hu fears Shalom Bayis and He helps us raise our children, then that's what brings the Siyata D'Shmaya. Kifi a person's emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that He's Ain's life, that He runs everything, that He's Asa Oysa V'Yasa L'Chol Ma'isim, that's how much involvement the Kodesh Baruch Hu has in my life, and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisgal in the world. Where do we see that? By Kriyas Yam Suf itself. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'may shavdai. That they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oz yasher, then they sang Shira. Emunah and Shira go hand in hand. Like it says in Tehillim, Vayaminu. 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 What happens after that? B'Hashem. I think that's the word. Yashira tihilasai. Get the word. But Emun and Shira go hand in hand. As much Emun as we have, that's the degree in how much Kodesh Baruch Hu is Megal Himself. That's what the Zohar calls Tnu Oyz Elokim. Give Oyz Tasha. Empower Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivyachol. Not that He needs us, but He created the world in such a way that through our emuna, we are Megala Kadosh Baruch Hu. How much? Well, it's infinite how much. But each person according to his emuna, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala. And when they believe, as the Torah testifies, by Yaminu Ba'ashem Moshe Avdal, so Chazal tell us, Zakeli Ben Deir, they're able to point it to say, Dos Edos, this is godliness, this is Elokos. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself, Kibyachal. There was a Shiva which came out of that emuna. And Mela, when Klai Yisrael came to Matan Torah, and they said, Nasav and Ishmael, Hashem Yisbarach said, who taught my children this secret? Where does this emuna come from? And Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sings Shira. That's a Shira because Kadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting for 2,448 years, which is the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, to reveal himself. Who reveals the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world? It has to be through us, through our emuna in him. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and he sings it, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Kivyachol, I also go Me'afil Eliyara. I also go Mishiva L'Gula. You are the one who reveals me to the world. And in the same way that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, and understand this very well. Now we have time to delve into this. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I took you out of Mitzrayim, did I not? I took you out of Mitzrayim. I made you B'nei Chayrin. Now by Har Sinai, by having a moon in me, you take me out of my Mitzrayim too. You reveal me in the world. And that's a Klal Yisrael, the Amhanivcha. And there's this kesher between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, because this purpose of creation, of Begin Dishta Moedin Lei, Atzal Harisul Adas, that Hashem wants to reveal himself in all of his glory, nothing less than everything, that's our job in this world. And when that happens, the Kadosh Baruch Hu sings Shira. Let's go back to our questions, which we said before. Why is it that when we say the Kriya Satayra, it takes a turn and we do it with Tam Elyon? It's not just the regular trup, it's not the regular niggin. Because what we're trying to bring out through that is that the niggin of Kol HaTorah Kula is not the same niggin as Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The niggin of Tam Tachtoin is the niggin which we sing. But the niggin of Tam Elyon is the niggin which Hashem sings. And since in Matan Torah, the Aseres Adibros was a Kadosh Baruch Hu singing, it's not us who sings. So we have to make zecher of that. This is a very important thing to note. Tam Elyon means who is singing now? The Kel Elyon is singing Tam Elyon. That's who's singing. And we reenact Matan Torah, which is why we stand up. It's Maimed. It's Maimed Har Sinai. So in order to re-experience the Shiras Hashem, we stand and there's a Tam Elyon. And what does it mean, Ilu Kivarna Lifnei Ha'asinei V'lein Asalena Asatayra? What would be the Shir V'Shavach of coming to Matan Torah and not having the Torah? Well, the Torah says because there was something else other than the giving of the Torah. It's called the Shiras Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself, Panem V'Panem. There was a moment of being able to say, Atzahar Reis Aladas. If we came to Matan Torah and there was only that, and there was no giving of the Torah, that's also Dayenu. Because Matan Torah was more than just the giving of the Torah. It was the Shiras Hashem which took place of going Me'afela La'ira, of going Yeshiva La'gila. And this is the Indian of what it means, called HaKayre B'lai Ne'ima V'shayne B'lai Zimra Ma'alev HaKosov Gamani Nasa'ati D'chem Chukim La'tayim. What does it mean to say, to learn Torah without a niggin? Not the Pashup Shad that we should be singing while we're learning. That's not the Pshat. Many people can't learn very well if they're singing while they're learning. They're trying to understand what they're saying. So what does it mean to sing while you're learning? Sing while you're learning means, does Anoichi Hashem Elokecha permeate your learning? Do you hear Hashem's niggin when you're learning? Because Kol HaTorah Kula is just Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. David HaMelech, Kol Mitzvasecha Emuna. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha encompasses the entire Torah. How much is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha present in my learning? If I'm this Oira to a Shira, if I feel like when I'm learning Torah, I'm going Me'afela La'ira. I'm going Mishiva L'Geula. I feel like I'm a Ben Aliyah when I'm learning Torah. I feel like the Torah is bringing me to new heights in my Avodas Hashem, in my Dveikus, in my Keshe with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I feel that my heart is awakened to a Shira, that's not my Shira, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shira. But it's permeating my Limud HaTorah. It's permeating my Avodas Hashem. That's the niggun. If it's not, a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, apparently, Gamani Nesad L'Chukim L'Toivim. Apparently, I didn't sing anything. I take a chayas for that, Kivyachol. But of course he did. So a person can measure, so to speak, that if he feels like there's a song which is flowing through him. There's a certain harmony, there's a certain aliyas and nafesh that a person has in his limud Torah, in his avodah. So then he's connecting to Nechesh HaMelekecha. In a certain way, he's connecting to Nechesh HaMelekecha. Perhaps that's why the parasha is called Yisra. B'derech Gematria, Yisra is Gematria Emunashira. Emunashira. Because this inyan of how Emunah brings out the Shira, this is what parasha Yisra is about. The kefi a person's Emunah that he has in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's how much the Ribbono Shel Olam sings. That's how much he finds a Shira in his life, especially in the mitzvahs which he does. And if you take the word Shira and you make it be Miluah, you know what Milui means in Gematria? Milui means that if you take a word and you spell it out, that's what's called Milui. In Torah Arizal, it's very prominent. So if you take the letter Shin, let's say, and you say Shin Yud Nun, that's how you spell the Shin, right? And a Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, a Resh could be Resh Yud Shin, a Shin, and then a Hey could be Hey Yud, or Hey Hey, or Hey Aleph, different ways of doing it. But if you take Shira be Milua, which is Gematria 900, it's Gematria Ilu Kirvan Lufni Har Sinai. Because if you come to Har Sinai, it would have been enough. Why? Because at least you would have experienced the Shira Sasha. You would have at least experienced the Shira Sasha. If that's the case, then Dayenu, then that's enough already. Hashem should bench us and to help us that our whole life should be a Shira in the sense that we connect Hashem when we're growing in our Amunah. That would be Zaycha to the Shira Chadash. I'm here.